1, Charlie 1, location's clear. Over.
Echo Division, Echo 5, standing by.
Lima 1, Lima 1. It's all clear. Over.
India 2K3 Alpha. Lima 1, over.
Saturdays are a place for creative radio, a place for artists to experiment with the idea of transmission and broadcast media. And I'm sitting here with artist Sam Sebrin, who's based in Athens. And we are about to premiere the first in a semi-regular series presented, produced by Sam here, that will be airing every fifth Saturday. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Galen. Hello, this is Sam Sebrin, creator and producer of the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, speaking to you from my car. Welcome to this... What I'm going to be doing today is premiering a brand new piece that I've been working on for quite some time.
We've been monitoring your radio broadcast for a good many years.
Everything is under control.
Please put on your earphones.
Don't you want to listen?
I heard it the last time.
We should be very...
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
Taken clips and sound bites, some from earlier, some from later, and arranged a kind of a new dialogue just to see what would happen.
Do you suppose it's real? Hell no! That's not supposed to happen! Maybe it is, maybe it's part of the thing.
It could be real, like happening, or in my head. You never know. You never know.
You know, I don't know what you, you know, what looked into or anything, but I'd appreciate, you know, knowing what you know on your end. You left LSD on the floor where I got into it, okay? I'm sure they're gonna love that.
Did it seem real to you, sir?
It's the realest thing I ever done. I mean that.
Once our brains learn something, it's incredibly difficult to unlearn it or see past it.
This is modern America, and we're going to keep it that way.
Thanks. Artists throughout history who've used sound and radio and noise.
I had a kid who had salami for lunch.
As well as the latest technology.
Consumer can assimilate only so many new
just
products
the way you like it.
In a given period of time.
Not too cold.
And then no more.
Summers off and I would swim in the lake all year round, and to go up there now there are helicopters flying around and cables running across the road every couple hundred meters.
Yeah, those pink boundary lines of orange.
Smell the gas, saying so long to the clean way. Money for the big guys drilling into our lifeline. People out there turning water into lasers. The flow that way's not controllable. Death ring, toxic sludge, all the animals.
Father, I smell that.
man. You hear me in radio land?
All physical matter, everything we have around us, is the result of a frequency. And what that also means is that if you amplify the frequency, the structure of the matter will change.
Right now, for some reason, more than making me think about dancing in the rain, this song is making me think about Clockwork Orange.
Transmittal. Curiosity.
still there? Uh-oh.
I wish I could give you more information, but as you know, all communications are out. Telephones, radio, cable, everything. Gentlemen?
Sir, we have no control over the robots at all.
I've got my business cards outside. This gentleman, I will assure you, does not have any business cards, and he's not legitimate.
If this meeting should fail, then I'm afraid there is no hope.
Don't be suspicious.
It is a matter of changing points of view. And changing points of view is a matter of retooling language.
There's so many wheelings and dealings going on. It's very shady in my mind.
I'm making a recording of what it sounds like.
And you have a lot of people who are now realizing that they were lied to and that they were taken advantage of, and, you know, their companies weren't honest with them. And
I have so much of their shit underneath this trailer, it's like the start of war.
I feel like it's a complicated question.
I actually find it sort of a mixture of awesome and really tragic.
They can't breed them in captivity.
Nothing works.
So we're at a point in human history now, just like apes might have been many hundreds of thousands or millions of years ago, where we're at a conflict between ourselves, our minds and bodies, and the outside world. We have massive industries and economies and wars around the world that are tearing this planet down and that are bringing us to a place where human life is not looking as sustainable as we would like it to be. And so we have these tools that have been available for thousands and thousands of years, and only recently criminalized in the West, that there's a long history of them being used for causing or providing access to different ways of perceiving the world.
And that understanding is what led me to become a revolutionary rather than an engineer working for the system.
Alright, sorry, we lost Kuksaki for there for a moment. Let's see if we can get him back.
Now it's all of a sudden going haywire again.
In this radio station. Somebody's opened them doors two or three times. Turn the lights on. You gonna let this radio station go and such garbage as that? Hey man, you hear me in radio land?
That's so cool. Well, I'm not familiar with that, what you're talking about.
It's in the first chapter.
Genesis?
No, the one after that. Super Nintendo.
I think you're reading the wrong Bible.
Damn, man, that was 500 pages.
I think you read the wrong one.
Man, you know I can get a real Bible?
Yeah, you can get sure. Where would you like to get one?
You know, Walmart has them?
Store? Walmart has them, sure.
I said Walmart, that's where I got mine.
Check them out.
That's where I got mine, though.
Check them out.
I did check them out. I got my Bible from there.
Okay, what kind is it? King James Version?
Yeah, it's the Rick James Version, and it comes out. And it's like 500 pages, and I've read the whole thing.
I think it's more pages than that.
Well, I okay. A whole bunch of them, because, okay. You know, big words and crap.
Well, hey, thanks.
You know what's with the rock? The guy with the rock.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. Well, maybe you didn't read the same Bible I read.
Well, what happens at the beginning?
God creates the world and creates man.
After that, a little after that.
Cain and Abel? Or yeah. Cain slew Abel?
Yeah, is that before or after the dinosaurs?
Well, the dinosaurs are in there. Job mentions the dinosaurs.
Yo, I think it was after the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the guy without the gun, or the rock, or whatever it was. Maybe it was a spear. Yeah, spear.
Well, I don't think you, well, there's a couple places in there. But anyway,
yeah, the spear.
What did you learn from the Bible?
I learned that if a Mexican comes behind you and tries to steal your money, you take the rock, which is what I'm talking about, the part with the rock where he throws it.
No, not familiar with it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, Other Voices Live.
Next message. Hey, Mom, how the hell am I supposed to make pancakes without no spatulas, no wire whisk, and no, there's nothing here to cook with. All the utensils are gone. There's no, like, not even those plastic things that you scoop the damn batter with. Like, I'm sitting there with a bowl of batter and no way to make pancakes. This is crazy. Call me tomorrow. All right, bye.
Next message.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to that piece as much as I enjoyed making it. Now.
So when we talk about psychedelics and psychotropic compounds influencing consciousness, remember one important thing. Again, to reiterate, structure dictates function. So the reason psychedelic drugs have an effect is because they indicate the brain's own chemistry. All of us have the capacity to make these compounds, or they wouldn't be effective. Some of us make more of these compounds than others. And we have different altered states all the time.
Once you've established these relative values and exactly what they mean in terms of prospective sales, you can begin to apply them. One of the most important procedures through which you'll
naturally want to bring all of the suspects. The idea of value, you know, I mean, like, it isn't no money, the sweater. This is, you know, she's thinking about this and she's going like,
you're really
wait a minute.
Paying for quality here.
Paying for the quality, but let me tell you something, like, the retail, it says the retail value of that.
It's $159.
Are you kidding me?
Actually,
if you walk into like any store in any mall anywhere, or like any store in Madison Avenue, you know how much
Isaac's
a good
taking
cashmere
umbrage
sweater.
With the retail value, right?
No, I'm serious, darling.
You know how much a good cashmere sweater.
Do you
well,
know?
And that is actually the point of differentiation. I couldn't say it for a second. I'm all
too people. This is not like something you want. This is something you need, a black cashmere turtleneck.
Well, and how about Gabriel's in the cream?
The cream, I think you must have. Must have.
Well, notice
suspects.
Where it says...
Later on,
right
we'll explain how
have.
To convert them
basically.
Into genuine prospects.
Also, notice where it
don't
says hot
forget to note
picks,
your
so
old customers in
you
again, the new prospect card.
Okay, so,
you
so here it is
aware of the source
Juniper
of each
Green.
Referred name.
Capitalism is not working.
Capitalism is working because...
And probably will never be working.
Capitalism is
not
capitalism.
Capitalism.
Nothing can go wrong.
You don't see the consequences for a while, like sometimes till you're like the point in the oratorian almost.
Belief. The evidence is overwhelming. The corporation knew he was not reliable anymore. They feared he might talk, and so he was eliminated.
If you would have said the Weather Channel, I would have been scared.
They're there. They know you're coming. Okay. They know. They're waiting for you.
They are misunderstood and disrespected.
They are going to be looking at the information.
The tire tracks, because they look like, I guess, a W from my standpoint, from hers, it looked like an M. She comes banging on the door hard. And you're pounding on my door because we're tire truck?
Needless to say, that would be bad for business.
Did anybody?
their legal position in society. Psychedelics are illegal not because a loving government is concerned that you may jump out of a third-story window. Psychedelics are illegal because they dissolve opinion structures and culturally laid down models of behavior and information processing. They open you up to the possibility that everything you know is wrong. And, you know, government and society spend a lot of money educating you into being a loyal worker, consumer, debt payer, and citizen.
Attention all units. When deployed according to plan Baker, maintain station and remain on radio alert until further orders.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast. Evidently, there's some difficulty with our field transmission. However, we will return to that point at the earliest opportunity. In the meantime, we have a late bulletin.
For anyone just joining us, you're attuned to the OAP. Real Radio, the Nothing Is Hour.
I hope it works out a little better than this in the future, but it's just, right now, there's a big fail happening.
Columbia, the management program for
GXE.
Hi, it's Al, and Sam's here with me, and we just figured out how to make it work. Seems. It's okay.
I think. Man, this is a little unstable.
Thank you.
your name.
90.7 FM in their cars. Let's listen to this excerpt, which includes blood-curdling screams. Enjoy. Wait, can you hear this? Can you hear that? See if you hear this.
We're born into a complex economic system.
Do you suppose it's real?
The female is very big. I think the girls enjoy that the female's the biggest. It's finally a chance to be bigger than the boys.
She just becomes a one-way missile of reproduction.
That could be a piece of the puzzle right there.
You better trust who you are and your talents and go with the reality of the moment. Because if you're thinking about it, a guy named Libitz did studies that
had a large component of chance, because, and yet, trying to research through everything I possibly could get my eyeballs on.
8 to 10 times higher than we've ever seen before.
Mass media is all about this stuff called perception management. It's about literally managing how you perceive things. It used to be called public relations, and before it was called public relations, it was called propaganda. And what it aspires to do is to keep you in the dark and keep you believing a myth, a cultural myth that binds you to the culture or the nation state. And with us, we've got a whole bunch of them in America, you know, and they're all fucking ridiculous if you actually, like, pick up a history book and start to look into them. It's no secret that psychedelics change consciousness. It's no secret that they're revolutionary. I mean, we've known this for a while. What is absolutely fascinating to me is how easily that culture was dismissed, so that today, a simple stereotype of a guy in a tie-dye saying something really weird will dismiss an entire hour of scientific research vetted and proven that a doctor can tell you about psychedelic medicine. One bad stereotype. And I believe, and I'm sure the people who live through it believe, that this is a direct result of the propaganda that began with the right wing and Reagan in 1980. And was inculcated into now two generations. My generation is Gen Xers, and then the Echo Boomers, who've like grown up thinking that like hippies were stupid and Woodstock was crazy, and you know, we should just, if you do drugs, they're bad, and yada, yada, yada. And this whole idea of the word drug and the word substance and all this stuff, it's like, it's all basic programming meant to change like how we look at the whole thing by casting it in moral terms. You know, it's a health issue, it's a biochemical issue, it's a metabolic thing more than anything else. Ultimately, all the substances you put in your body are catalysts towards natural reactions. So what are we really talking about here? How do we differentiate between this drug here and this drug here? And what it all boils down to is it profitable? Can it be patented? Can it be used for social control?
Let's listen to this piece. It's around 3 minutes long.
Boom. Next to the ready-made, relational art is like the easiest art to make that there ever was to make, because on the most primary, basic level, all you need is some eager people, and all you gotta do is, you know, take an activity that people do regularly out in the real world and just do it in a gallery. That's really it. I mean, like, somehow eating and drinking with strangers and some kind of convivial happening in the antiseptic confines of an art gallery or art institution is realer than getting drunk in a bar, having a one-night stand and contracting herpes. I don't know. I guess because at a bar, you got to pay for a drink in order to be there. So that experience is tainted by capitalism's dirty fingers. But somehow congregating in a gallery to take part in the same activities is a socially autonomous refusal of capitalism. Because we all know that a gallery is an ideologically neutral environment that has nothing to do with the accumulation of wealth or the advancement of global capitalism or any of its sordid sub practices, and that's why the walls are white in the gallery, because white's neutral. It's good. It's neutral blanket. You know, I can think. That's why I'm here.
Well, that's what they say, right? We crawled out of the water and we kept on walking on land, right?
Yeah. I happen to have this other radio here, portable radio, which I was bringing to work on.
Transperk Wave Ramming, Menards Farm, Michigan. Keep listening.
Daily place that could be something interesting. someone has an idea.
Class is really suffering.
I don't know if this could possibly be an issue with the battery, because I was listening to the radio and it just cut out and now I can't even get the radio to come on.
That's so complex I can't even come up with a two-sentence answer to give you.
If you're making reality, you need space to define the reality in between.
Let's take a trip.
And that's what I made.
Tune in to WGXC Wave Farm 90.7 FM Acra every fifth Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. to hear more from the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour.
It's also enabled reality shows to exist because now it's possible to go through 24 hours of footage and condense it down to 1 hour of highlights in time for transmission the next day.
Did anybody say he isn't doing a job? And how can you say that?
How do you make the determination?
The way that the profit is being earned, the way that the money that he's returning, this is the same thing.
Until next time, happy trails.